Hi, everybody. Welcome to our program. This is English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
And today we're going to talk about dogs, man's best friend and women's best friend as well. People love dogs. They're so loyal. They wag their tails. They go and fetch your slippers for you.
They're the best.
They're your best kinds of friends. And, why would you want a cat?
I don't know.
They're selfish and they're aloof and they're not as friendly as dogs.
No.
Some people like cats, yes, but
I do not.
Yeah, I'm okay with cats, but yes, dogs are certainly friendly and they make good pets. Their only problem is they bark a lot.
Some of them, not all of them.
A lot of dogs do bark.
I hate the barking, though.
That, of course, can make your neighbors angry.
Yes.
So you need to keep that in mind if you do get a dog.
A dog, yes.
But in case you're wondering if there are any other uses for dogs, you've come to the right place because dogs can actually be used as search and rescue dogs. They can actually help people if we are in trouble.
Or lost. You know, a lot of times when a little child wanders off, perhaps, and their parents can't find them, they'll give that dog or a group of dogs, they'll let them sniff that child's clothing, and sometimes they can find the child. They're pretty amazing animals, I have to say. We're going to read through our article called Search and Rescue Dogs to the Rescue, and then we'll be back to explain.
When we think of dogs, we might imagine cute, fluffy puppies curling up next to us. However, man's best friend can have a heroic side and is often a savior in perilous situations. This is especially true of specially trained search and rescue dogs. In a nutshell, search and rescue dogs are trained to accomplish two goals: find the source of a human scent and lead their handler to that person. Rescue dogs, with their high energy and drive, can bound up and down steep hills, get into crevices, and work easily in rain or snow. Instead of being slowed down by rugged terrain and the elements, these dogs don't miss a beat. In fact, experts believe that one rescue dog can accomplish the same work as 20 to 30 human rescuers can. Selecting dogs capable of this task begins with handlers looking for energetic dogs that enjoy playing fetch. This trait means the dogs are more active and interactive. The dogs may be adopted from shelters and then cared for and trained by a handler. After about 600 hours of training, the dogs can graduate to become search and rescue dogs. All in all, these dogs must be fully equipped with searching skills, persistent during their missions, and alert to potential dangers. Search and rescue dogs and their handlers are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long. They're by their handler's sides at work and on vacation, ready for a call at a moment's notice. This continues until a rescue dog can no longer cope with the challenges of rescue operations. At this point, search and rescue dogs can retire, which usually happens when a dog is between 8 and 10 years old. These retirees can then live out the rest of their days with their handler or be placed in a new, loving home. It's the least that could be done for these brave, respectable heroes.
So today we're going to really be focusing on search and rescue dogs and how they go to the rescue or come to the rescue of people who are lost or in really scary situations. Sometimes some of these children that have wandered off that I talked about earlier have been kidnapped. Someone has taken them, which is horrible. So let's take a look at the first sentence here. When we think of dogs, we might imagine cute, fluffy puppies curling up next to us. If something's fluffy, it means its fur is very light and soft. And it feels wonderful. Fluffy fur.
Like a fluffy pillow, a fluffy rabbit.
Fluffy slippers.
Or a fluffy kitten or something like that. And yes, of course, when we think of dogs, we want to have them to be cute little puppies with fluffy fur and they'll curl up next to us. But however, man's best friend can have a heroic side and is often a savior in perilous situations.
Yeah.
So, yes, dogs aren't just only useful as your pet at home to cuddle up with you. But also these dogs can be heroes. They have a heroic side. Heroic is the adjective of hero, which means they save people and stuff like that. And they can behave very well in perilous situations. If something's perilous, it means it's full of danger. There's a lot of risk involved.
Yeah, I read a story in the paper several months ago, and someone was trying to cross the street with their dog. I think they had some sort of disability. Perhaps they were blind. Anyway, the dog saw a car coming right there and speeding, and the dog threw itself in front of the car to protect its master, the person who owned it, and save that person's life. The dog did die.
Oh, no.
So they are very heroic. They have this wonderful side to them where they protect the person that they love. So these are really great dogs who actually help people who are in very dangerous, risky, scary situations. They're specially trained. So this is what they are trained to do, is to search and then rescue people. So they're very special dogs.
They certainly are. And let's move on now to the next paragraph. It says, in a nutshell, which means basically in a very simple way of telling you this, in the simplest way possible, search and rescue dogs are trained to accomplish two goals. They have two goals or two things that they want to accomplish. One is to find the source of a human being's scent, a person's scent, their smell, their odor, their aroma. And then the second one is to lead their handler to that person. So those are the two goals that they need to accomplish.
Now, if you're a handler, you're someone who has been assigned to take care of someone. We often use this word. If you follow spies, you know, I love spy stories. We have the CIA. You guys also have a spy organization in Taiwan. They're often the agents who are sent out into the field, but they always have someone called their handler. Their handler is someone who doesn't go out and place themselves in these scary situations, but they tell that spy what to do. They give them information. They are always in contact with them. Well, these handlers are the same with the dogs. They're not the ones who run and try to find the scent of people who are lost or need rescuing, but they train them and they help them to do their job the best they can. Now, these rescue dogs are really high energy. You often see them bounding up and down steep hills. They get into crevices and they work easily in rain or snow. To bound up and down just means you run or walk with these really large, leaping strides. So you can imagine a dog kind of running quickly. He's bounding up and down. Yeah.
Those dogs can do that the best. And also they have that high energy and they have drive. Drive here is a noun. It's not a verb. It just means motivation. And again, they can bound up and down through snow, and they can get into crevices, and they can work easily in rain or snow. A crevice is just kind of a small space, a narrow opening, especially in a wall or in rock, in a cliff or something. So people won't want to go into those crevices, but dogs can. They can get into those small places. And they don't care if they get wet or they don't care if they get snow like people. Oh, it's raining. I don't want to get wet. I want to go inside and warm up. Oh, snow, it's too cold. I'm not going to search for that missing child now. No. I don't want to get frostbite.
Dogs don't complain. They just go out and do their job. They're pretty amazing.
They're happy to have the work, yeah.
Now, instead of being slowed down by rugged terrain and the elements, these dogs don't miss a beat. Now, it's just the opposite for some humans. You know, we are affected by the weather. That's what the elements refer to, rain, snow, sleet, hail, heavy wind, things like that. Rugged means not smooth. It's sort of a rocky, broken terrain or ground. Terrain just refers to what the land looks like. It might be a desert terrain or a mountain terrain. You're describing what the land looks like. Rugged, of course, means it's not easy to walk or run around there. It's not smooth. So they're not slowed down by this. Neither are they slowed down by the elements. Of course, I just mentioned that. That's just really bad weather. Maybe it's too sunny somewhere, too hot, too rainy, too cold. They just do their job. If you don't miss a beat, it means you don't let anything stop you. You just keep going.
Like a rhythm, you know? They don't miss a beat. They just keep going. They don't stop to rest. They are very motivated. And in fact, experts believe that one rescue dog can accomplish the same work as 20 to 30 human rescuers can. That's a lot here. This is what experts believe. One rescue dog is worth 20 or 30 human rescuers. So that is quite a lot. And they have lots of skills to do those sorts of things. I can imagine because dogs have good hearing. They also have good smell or a good sense of smell. And as we've been talking about before, they're very motivated. They can bound up and down steep hills, get in those crevices. And also, they're not slowed down by rugged terrain, and they will work rain or sleet or shine or snow in all those conditions.
They will. I was just sitting here picturing these dogs in my mind. They're just really great animals, I have to say. And once they're trained, they are very smart about how they go about rescuing people. And they just can get into places that human beings can't without a lot of help, like ropes and things like that. They're able to survive some situations that human rescuers can't. So how do they go about selecting these dogs? Well, it's a process, and they have to pick the dogs who can handle some of these tasks. And they begin with handlers who look for energetic dogs. You don't want a dog who just wants to sleep all the time or eat all the time. These are energetic dogs. They're usually dogs like golden retrievers, huskies, what's the dog I think, collies,
black labradors, German shepherds
are great dogs.
They certainly have a lot of energy. We could describe
them. They're strong too,
and they're good at playing fetch, which is when you throw something and the dog brings it back. Fetch the stick, Fido. Fetch the stick, and the dog will go get it and bring it back.
Fido is just a very common dog name.
Fido. Rover or Spot. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll talk some more about these very energetic dogs playing fetch in just a couple of seconds, but right now we're going to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们今天要讲授的主题呢是跟搜救犬有关系，英文呢就跟中文非常的类似，叫做 search and rescue dogs。我们看到有很多的这个紧急的事件当中，这些 search and rescue dogs 扮演着非常重要的角色。首先来看到在第二段的第一个句子后面提到 find the source of a human scent and lead their handlers to that person. 这里提到的是两个搜救犬要做训练要完成的目的，第一个要找出这个人他的气味的来源，第二个就是要引导呢他的领犬员呢可以找到那位求救的人。写了这样的句子，第一个空格的句子我们可以选择 sentence C，因为 sentence C 里面提到 rescue dogs with their high energy and drive can bound up and down steep hills, get into crevices and work easily in rain or snow. 在这里提到搜救犬呢，因为它精力旺盛，而且它的干劲 drive， 所以在很陡的坡上可以跳上跳下，钻进裂缝，甚至在下雨或下雪的环境当中也可以轻松的工作，因为就是要完成前面的那两项目标。而且后面的句子也提到了 instead of being slowed down by rugged terrain and the elements, these dogs don't miss a beat。后面的句子呢继续说明它不会被这种崎岖的地形或者是天气的因素所影响，它一样可以执行它的任务。在这里的 the elements 指的就是天气，尤其指的是风雨的状况，所以第一题的标准答案我们就选择 C 选项。接着我们来看到第三段，这里提到 selecting dogs capable of this task begins with handlers looking for energetic dogs that enjoy playing fetch. 那么哪些狗是适合成为搜救犬呢？当然呢，他们要先寻找的是 energetic dogs that enjoy playing fetch， 要寻找着喜欢玩这种丢街游戏的狗，而且精力旺盛。有了这样子的提示，第二题我们就可以选择 D 选项。This trait means the dogs are more active and interactive. 在这里的 trait 指的就是特征、特性。正因为它精力旺盛，喜欢玩丢街的游戏，这样的特性就代表着狗是比较活泼，而且呢更具有互动性。所以第二题，我们的正确答案就可以选择 D 选项。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We shall now continue with our lesson. We are talking about dogs in today's program. Not just dogs as pets, but dogs who are search and rescue dogs. They can help people who are in trouble. And here in Taiwan, of course, this can happen a lot with typhoons and mountains and things like that. People get in trouble all the time, and these dogs can come to the rescue. Well, again, we talked about the selection process. What kind of dog makes a good search and rescue dog, and what kind of dog isn't a good search and rescue dog? Well, again, they look for energetic dogs, and they also look for dogs that like to play fetch.This trait, or this characteristic, this personality trait, means the dogs are more active and interactive. Yeah, some dogs actually don't like to play fetch. You know, you throw the stick and they just kind of look at you and they go, what do you expect me to do?
Yeah.
Where's my dog biscuit?
Yeah, surely you don't think that I'm going to run after that. Yeah, sometimes we say play catch too, play fetch, play catch. Yeah, like poodles, those little dogs are...
Yeah, they're pretty useless.
Yeah,
only rich people, or at least people who want to look rich, get poodles.
Well, they dress them up in costumes and little...
Yeah, I don't think of poodles as dogs.
That's not my
kind of dog.
They're
not really dogs.
Okay? I like big dogs.
They're more like rodents to me. But in any case here, yes, you want to get these active and interactive dogs.
Uh-huh.
Interactive means, you know, they'll react back to you. You say come, they come. Sit, shake paws, you know, roll over, and they do those things.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't mean they're obedient, but they'll actually interact with
sure.
you. They're not just very passive.
They like people.
They like people, yes.
Yeah.
They're very social. And the dogs may be adopted from shelters and then cared for and trained by a handler.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed, here in Taiwan, there are shelters, animal shelters, where dogs and cats go so that they can be adopted by people. If they're not adopted, they'll get put down. And also, if you get these dogs from shelters, they will be trained by a handler. They'll be trained in order to do what they're supposed to do.
Yeah, shelter's a temporary home for some of these animals. They also have shelters for the homeless. If people are homeless, they have temporary homes for them where they can get protection from really bad weather outside or danger. And these animal shelters, they give them food, and hopefully some people will come along and adopt them. Tom used that really sad term, put down. If you put down an animal, it means you kill it so that... You know,
so they're not living anymore.
You don't have so many animals running around the streets. But, yeah, we hope that people will adopt these animals in shelters. Now, they can be adopted from them, and then they're cared for and trained by a handler. These handlers really know how to train dogs because they have special skills that not many people do. Those dogs that work with the police department, those are smart dogs.
They are smart dogs, and they've been trained. They've received hundreds of hours of training, and after they have received all that training, then they can graduate and become bona fide search and rescue dogs.
Mm.
And all in all, or in total, these dogs must be fully equipped with searching skills, persistent during their missions,and alert to potential dangers. So they've got to be fully equipped with those searching skills. They know how to search in certain areas, how to find things, but mm-hmm. also how not to get in trouble themselves and not get stuck somewhere. They also have to be persistent. Persistent means you don't give up. You don't take no for an answer. I'm persistent. I'm not going to stop until I get that job at that company. If I don't get that job, I'm just going to try again. I'm going to persist or be persistent.
Mm-hmm.
And also they're going to be alert to potential dangers. If you're alert, that means you are ready to respond at any moment. You're awake, and if something happens, you'll know about it.
You're able to think clearly. It's a great thing. Now, search and rescue dogs and their handlers are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long. If you have a type of job where you're on call, you need those two words together. It means that anytime someone needs help, they can contact you and you'll go into work. People who do these sorts of jobs are people like firemen, nurses, doctors, where you really, even if you go home and you're not working currently, if you're on call, it means they can contact you and you can go back to work very quickly. It's a difficult type of a situation if you're on call. You're not always on call. I mean, some doctors are not on call, which means they can go in and they know the whole weekend is free. They can just be with their families. But sometimes we need these, especially rescue workers like police and doctors, nurses, firemen. They are on call a lot more than other people who just work desk jobs or work in the office. They're by their handler's sides at work and on vacation, and they're ready for a call at a moment's notice. So these dogs, even when they're not on call, they're always with their handlers. So
yep.
they go home with their handlers.
Yep, and they're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, 10 years a decade, 100 years a century, 1,000 years per millennium. Well, I don't think they'll live that long.
Thank you, Tom.
But in any case here, yes, indeed, they're ready to react when disaster strikes, and this continues until a rescue dog can no longer cope with the challenges of rescue operations. If you can't cope with something, you can't handle it,
mm-mm.
it's too much for you, and you have to retire or quit. And yes, indeed, these dogs can retire from those rescue operations. Operations, that's a countable noun. It just means the entire process of rescuing somebody, which means from starting out, getting up to the mountain, going out there, searching for the people, getting to them, getting them food and water, and you know, getting the helicopter out there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's all part of the process of rescuing somebody.
Yeah, so it's an active process that's always ongoing. Now, at this point, search and rescue dogs can retire when they can no longer cope. Maybe they're getting older and slower. I think most of us have had a dog that aged, and it's very sad because they do get older just like people. So at that point, they can retire. When they retire, though, they're usually between the age of 8 and 10, and these retirees just go home with their handler, and they live with their handler. They don't have to go on these search and rescue operations anymore. They just stay and probably play in someone's backyard. And then they get a new dog that they can train after that. So we call them retirees, just like we do old people who retire. It says here they can live out the rest of their days with their handler. Now, when you retire as a person, of course, it means you stop working. Maybe it's your choice. Maybe your business or company has a retirement age where you're forced to retire at maybe the age of 65. I know I teach somewhere where they have to retire at 65. And once you retire, you could actually start up with a different job that you like if you want. Or you could come up with a hobby that you really enjoy. I don't think I'm ever going to retire because I've noticed that when people retire, they just get old quickly and die.
Yes, but retirement is okay as long as you keep busy. My father's a good example. He does volunteer work. He reads mail to blind people. He helps people with their taxes.
Oh, that's good.
And he's kept himself active, and he has very few health problems as a result. So if you're going to retire, everybody, take my dad's example and keep busy. Do volunteer work. And dogs, I suppose, could do volunteer work as well, but I guess it's best for them just to stay with their masters and keep them company as well. And play with the kids or something like
yeah.
that. Play with the grandkids and protect them, too. Now, these retirees can then live out the rest rest of their days with their handler, or they can be placed in a new loving home. And sometimes people can adopt these pets and take them home. It's the least that could be done for these brave, respectable heroes. They are deserving of respect and admiration. They are respectable.
And if you're respectable, that simply means you're somebody that is worthy of respect. So I think they've definitely deserved some respect at that point in their lives.
I totally agree. And I also totally agree with your suggestion, if you make it, to now listen to our Chinese teacher.
在第三段的倒数第二个句子提到 After about 600 hours of training, the dogs can graduate to become search and rescue dogs. 所以呢，搜救犬必须要完成600个小时的训练，就可以成为一个合格的搜救犬。那么有了这样的前提，第三个我们可以选择 Sentence A。这里提到 All in all, these dogs must be fully equipped with searching skills, persistent during their missions, and alert to potential dangers. 总而言之啊，前面讲到600个小时的训练，就是希望呢，它可以针对所谓搜寻的技巧，能够呢完全的装备好，而且呢在完成它的任务呢，也可以坚持下去，并且对于 potential dangers 潜在的危险也能够有警觉性。所以第三题，我们根据文意可以选择标准答案 A 选项。下一段一刚开始提到 Search and rescue dogs and their handlers are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, all year long. 讲到呢，他们其实是一天24小时在待命的。有了这样的前提，第四题我们可以选择 Sentence F.Thereby their handler's size at work and on vacation, ready for a call at a moment's notice. 这里讲到了，既然一天24小时都要待命，所以不管是工作或者是放假，他们都是陪伴在领犬员的旁边，因为要随传随到 ready for a call at a moment's notice. 所以呢，连接前面的句子，第四题的标准答案可以选择 F 选项。接着第五个空格前面提到 At this point, search and rescue dogs can retire, which usually happens when the dog is between 8 and 10 years old. 搜救犬的工作真的非常辛苦，什么时候可以退休呢？大概就是在它8岁或10岁的这个时候，这个狗呢就可以 retire, 退休。讲到退休，搭配文意，我们可以选择 B 选项。These retirees can then live out the rest of their days with their handler or be placed in a new loving home. Retirees 指的就是退休人员，也就是这些退休的搜救犬呢，就可以把它剩下的日子呢，跟它的领犬员来度过，或者被安置在一个比较新又充满着爱的家庭。OK, 所以第五题的正确答案就可以选择 B 选项。以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, everyone. And we hope that you take a few minutes to be on the lookout for these wonderful search and rescue dogs. If you get a chance to adopt one, you're getting a great dog for your home.
You most certainly are, and heck, you can probably adopt them for a pretty low price. You don't need to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on some...snobby purebred dog or something like that imported from Russia. Okay, that brings us to the end of our program. Thanks for joining us from all of us here at English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.